I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gabon's President Ali Bongo urged friends all over the world to make noise after military officers said they had seized power and placed him under house arrest. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
I don't know what's going on.
Gabon's detained President Ali Bongo appeared in a video on Wednesday appealing for help from the international community.
Au nom du peuple gabonais.
That's after senior military officers announced early in the day that they had seized power and placed Bongo under house arrest.
I'm to send a message to all the friends that we have all over the world to tell them to make noise, to make noise.
However, on the streets of Gabon, there have been scenes of jubilation. Crowds lifted this senior officer in the air. He appears to be Brice Oligui Nguema, head of the Republican Guard, who was named late on Wednesday as leader of Gabon's transition.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said on Wednesday the U.S. condemns North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch.
This launch is in violation of multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions and possesses a threat to the DPRK's neighbors and international community. We remain committed to a diplomatic approach to the DPRK and call on DPRK to engage in dialogue, as we have.
North Korea fired at least two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea on Wednesday, South Korea's military said, hours after the U.S. separately deployed fighter jets for allied drills. It comes a day before South Korea and the U.S. wrap up 11 days of combined military drills. Chile on Wednesday launched the first-ever government project to determine the fate of more than 1,000 people who disappeared during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. This is VOA News. Nearly $100 million in funding is being sent to Hawaii to harden the U.S. state's electrical grid following a devastating wildfire that destroyed one town on the island of Maui, President Joe Biden has announced. Steve Herman, VOA's chief national correspondent in Washington, has details.
President Joe Biden, speaking at the White House on Wednesday, asked for patience from residents of the Hawaiian island of Maui, where an August 8th fire sparked by downed power lines killed at least 115 people and destroyed the historic center of the town of Lahaina.
I directed my team to do everything we can for as long as it takes to help Maui recover, rebuild in a way that respects and honors Hawaiian traditions and cultures and the needs of the local community.
Some Maui residents have expressed frustration with the pace and level of government support following the fires. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russia is pushing the United Nations Security Council to immediately end independent monitoring of targeted UN sanctions on Mali and completely abolish its sanctions regime on the West African country in August 2024. Russia put forward the draft resolution to rival a text from France and the United Arab Emirates that would extend the sanctions regime and independent monitoring for another year, but also express a readiness to review measures. A U.S. judge has held former President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, liable in a defamation lawsuit brought by two state of Georgia election workers who said they were accused of fraud. The court ruling says the former New York City mayor gave only lip service to complying with his legal obligations while trying to portray himself as a victim in the case. The judge says Giuliani ignored his duty as a defendant to turn over information requested in the case. The cast of the American television shows Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul reunited on the picket lines Tuesday as the actors' union continues to picket outside TV and film production studios in Los Angeles. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Actor Aaron Paul says it's insane to him that he doesn't get anything from Netflix streaming Breaking Bad. Co-star Bryan Cranston says the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers are not the villains, but if actors don't speak up, their demands won't be considered.
They don't and will not ever just go, you know what? I don't think this is being fair to those people. I'm going to pay them more.
The studios have said they made an offer that included protections for artificial intelligence and wage increases. SAG-AFTRA has been on strike for nearly 7 weeks, while screenwriters have been on strike since early May. I'm Archie Zarletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.